The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Life rarely brings us just good news. It's usually an admixture of good and bad. Have you heard those jokes that begin, "I've got good news and I've got bad news"? I recently came across a few that apply to pastors of churches, and they hit a little close to home. One goes, "The good news is that the Women's Guild voted to send you a get well card. The bad news is the vote passed 31-30. The good news is Mrs. Jones is wild about your sermons. The bad news is Mrs. Jones is also wild about the Gong Show and Beavis and Butthead and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The good news is the women's softball team finally won a game. The bad news is it was by beating your men's softball team." That's actually correct. Okay, one last one. "The good news is your deacons want to send you to the Holy Land. The bad news is they're stalling until war breaks out there again." That'd be about right for our deacons. Life is rarely all good news. In the first reading from the book of Numbers, we hear more good news and bad news. But this time it's no laughing matter. The scouts that Moses has sent to reconnoiter the promised land return, and they report, "The good news is the land is indeed flowing with milk and honey. Wonderful place to live. The bad news is it's inhabited by giants who would crush us if we tried to invade and overtake them." And so the people grumble and groan against Moses. But then God delivers his own version of news to the people. He says, "The good news is all you had to do was trust me. But now the bad news is, because you did not trust me, you will spend 40 years wandering in the desert as your punishment." God's version of good news, bad news is never very funny. Folks, life is always filled with both good news and bad news. One day you win the Powerball at bingo, and the next day you are in a car accident. One day you get a promotion and a raise at work, and the next day you learn your father has cancer. Here's my version of this joke. Every Sunday I get up thinking, "The good news is we have enough money to run this church. The bad news is it's still in the people's pockets." But whatever life throws at us, good or bad, we just need to trust in God. He has a plan to lead us into the promised land. You see, trust allows us to work God's plan in good times and in bad, just like married couples must trust each other in good times and in bad. Trust in Him is the only good news God wants to hear. The one person you do not want to give you good news and bad news is God. He doesn't tell very funny jokes. Praised be Jesus Christ.